picture a stubborn child running wild, rebellious, with nothing to rebel against. Smart, but his grades show no evidence of intelligence.
In class, all he ever passed was a spare pen to friends.
His mother sent him to a church school. There was no reverent run, but he was running from the reverend. Year 8 and still no sign of any development. No, just the regular facts of Andrew Wellington. But this is where it all changed. The last bell for the day run. Walking to the bus stop with his schoolmates.
Slowly as always.
Even though we couldn't wait to leave, sometimes they'll just be
roaming the hallways.
A.O.
Springer,
Faris,
Anadimola,
Dean,
Daniel,
and Anthony the Freitas,
just to name a few, so you know he weren't a loner.
Anyway, he accidentally spat on someone's trainers. The boy told him wipe it off.
I never knew he chose the
wrong young'un to play with.
Cause even though he's older,
this young'un was courageous and outrageous.
So he had him on his ass like a sofa.
But he was brainless, thinking it was over. Cause he rose from the pavement and stabbed him in his shoulder.
The kid lived, but any innocence he had left inside him came out with the blood from the wound.
No, it's like the end of the year. I reminisce. And my memory just gone as far back as like secondary school. Get me.
Picture a teenager off the rails. Numerous court dates, regular mugshots. Police reviewing his portrait.
It won't be long before he becomes a prisoner.
And most of his friends are in a situation similar.
For when you've been arrested, once your DNA and signature
is stored in a database. You might think you got away with something that you did until it pops up at a later date. Don't act like it's a minor when it's a biggie.
Christopher,
he was a street robber
/ car thief,
white and beast shutter,
living with his auntie,
police dodger.
140 BPM for an heartbeat.
Trying to run forever, warrants out for his arrest. Going home is not an option with this amount of feds.
Often watching his house just in case he returned, but he never came around since he left.
His mother told him hand himself in and get it over with.
Wishing he listened when he finally was caught.
Cause every time he was in court, the prosecution spoke of it. He won't return if you give him bail. Put him on remand, his type deserves to live in jail. And send him to a place where they'll give him hell. 4 months later, they gave him 3 years and 12 months consecutive.
One judge, two sentences.
Weed it up. Jeez, like, I'm on some elephant shit right now. Gotta remember, you get me? How it started. All of that. What we got?
Now picture the same teenager coming out as an adult. Tag round his ankle,
early release.
Welcome home,
said these niggas when he returned to the streets.
He told him that he's found another path. He showed them a couple bars. And after what they heard, they agree. If the man has got the talent, there ain't a reason on this planet from stopping to make it happen. Many haven't, which made him take it further indeed. When pirate radio was at its peak, 20 MCs and a sweatbox fighting for the mic. But guess what? He became the Lennox of the scene in a short space of time. And his debut was like someone else's best of. You could see the transition in this man's mission. And all he had was a plan and some ambition. Pen, pad, backpack, and a damn vision.